welcome to today's broadcast. This is Lon May bringing you radio around the world. We trust you will be empowered with today's message as we bring faith, fire, and freedom to this generation.
We have to be keen on the inside of us of being able to hear when it's the Lord talking and when it's not the Lord talking, so we don't get off. Notice on down here in this verse, there are things that he gives us instruction to do to keep the spirit man buoyant, to keep the spirit man strong. Now, listen, if your spirit man is not strong, you're going to have more of a difficulty hearing from the Lord. That's a fact. If your spirit man's not strong, you're going to have more of a difficulty hearing from the Lord. If your mind is full of knowledge, you're going to have problems. Because the mind will dictate to your spirit the way things need to be. How many of you know the scripture has given us a specific direction of what to do with the mind? Renew your mind. Don't be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means some of the ways that we think needs to be removed and replaced with the way God thinks. And if a person is not willing to make that exchange, they will go through life ignorant. They will go through life having a lot of battles that they don't need to have. They will go through life defeated because they refuse to allow that exchange to take place in the mind. The renewing of the mind is nothing less than taking on God's definitions of life. Everything that we need to be successful this side of heaven is listed in the pages of this book right here, particularly the New Testament. Husbands, how to treat your wives and be successful. If you got somebody that's hard-headed and say, well, I don't agree with that, and that's not the way I was raised, and I'm not going to treat her that way, then you're in violation of what the Word has to say, and you're not renewing your mind. And then you wonder why you got marital problems. Whose fault is it? Yours? Same thing with wives. There's a specific instruction on how wives are to treat husbands in here. There's specific instruction on how you're supposed to treat your boss. Do we realize that most of the New Testament, particularly the epistles, is dealing with how to treat other people? It's all about relationship. God put us all here together so we could function together, not be dysfunctional. And if there's any level of dysfunction going on in the body of Christ, it's because there's some minds that are not renewed in accordance with what His Word has to say. Man, I hope you're getting this. This is the first time I've heard some of this. How many of you know that if your body is allowed to rule you, just like your soul, it can get you into trouble too? We're not set up to be ruled by our bodies or our souls. Notice what he says here. Verse 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means in entirety. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, he never left the subject of the coming of the Lord in this whole chapter. He never left that subject. People think sometimes that because there's a little paragraph symbol or something in the text there that the writers put in there at their own discretion, the translators put in there at their own discretion, they think that it means it's another subject. That's not the case. The Holy Spirit's not schizophrenic. He don't bounce around. And this man's speaking and writing by utterance of the Holy Ghost. And there's a flow to this if we just follow it. And he says here that the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That means spirit, soul, and body. And I pray, God, your whole spirit, whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless. If you're off in your soul, if your soul is in control, how many of you know that your spirit can suffer for that? How many of you know that if your body is in control, you got all kinds of problems? Body ruled. Body-ruled people are dangerous people. I'm going to tell you something else. Soul-ruled people are dangerous people. Now, why are you coming down on all this all of a sudden? You know what? It's the day we're living in. We've got a world full of people out here that are living out of their souls and dictated to by their bodies. The body of Christ that the Lord is returning for doesn't look like that. How many of you know that you can entertain pornography in your mind and it will affect your body? What do you suppose that's doing to your spirit man? It ain't edifying him. It ain't building him up. The spirit's not designed to process that. What do you suppose is happening when your body is wanting to eat a bag of Oreo cookies at 2 o'clock in the morning and you get up and you let it do it? Who's in control? Do we understand the importance of our spirit being the dictating factor here, the direction of taking the lead in our lives? God has set the system up for our spirit man to be the leading of our lives, because that's where the Holy Spirit came to abide in and take up residency when you got born again. That's the part of you that was completely recreated at the new birth. Your spirit was uninhabitable by God before the new birth. Do we realize this? Our spirit man had to be totally recreated by the Holy Ghost so that the Holy Ghost would have a place that was competent enough to accommodate His indwelling. That is the part of us that is supposed to be leading us and guiding us in all the affairs of life. How many of you know, just because you have good intentions in your heart doesn't mean you're free from failure? What do you mean by that? There are people that are born again, no question about it, born again people, love God, and they don't think divine healing is for them today. They believe that in their heart. Now you say, no, wait a minute. How could they believe a lie like that when we're all sitting here, we all know that divine healing is for us today? Could give testimony to the fact. But somebody's born again and they don't believe that. That's right. Because you can be polluted in your spirit and still be born again. Your mind will side in with whatever the dominating voice is. Your soul, which is your mind, your will, your ability to choose, your emotions will side in with whoever's speaking the loudest. And you can convince yourself that healing is not for you today because your mind will side in and build a case. Well, I remember Sister So-and-so. She had cancer. She believed that healing was for us and she died. See, what's happening here? The soul is in control, trying to take the dominance here and say, God's word is not true, but my experience is true. Whatever part of you is the fullest is the part of you that's going to have the most control. If you got a spirit man that's full of the Word of God, full of the Holy Ghost, guess who's going to be driving your car? But what if your soul is full of its own thoughts, ideas, concepts, perceptions, a backlog of experiences, and you major on your experiences more than you major on the Word of God? Who do you suppose, what part of you disposes in control now? Your soul. I got into trouble about this a number of years ago. I had a situation take place that just about buffaloed me, and I was frustrated. And I sat down on the picnic table in my backyard, and I said, Lord, I am not moving from this spot until I hear from you of why it is we're not enjoying the wealth that you have promised it to be, promised us we could have. I'm working for a heathen over here who's sitting on bags of money. And I'm struggling to get by, and I'm your kid, and he ain't even acknowledging you. What's the problem here? And the Lord spoke to me in that time, and there were several different things that he said that I'm not all going to go into right now. But one of the things he said to me is, he says, you cannot allow your past experiences to determine what I'm willing to do for you. My past experience was one of lack, one of not enough, one of barely getting by, one of having to make ends meet because there was no hope of anything better coming along. Nailing stuff together and screwing stuff together and trying to make it work because there just was no vision of anything bigger or better coming along to take care of the situation at hand. And he said, you're going to have to let your past experience go because that's not the way I am. And it didn't happen overnight. My past experience said I didn't have money enough for new socks. So I had to wear them with holes in them. My past experience said that I didn't have the money for new tires for the car, so I had to run them when they were smooth. I was making decisions based on my past experiences and didn't even realize I was doing that. Why? Because that programming was locked into my soul and I believed it with my heart. I was wrong. It wasn't until I got into the Word here and I began to study and I realized Philippians 4:19 was saying a whole lot more than what I was even realizing.
1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23 tells us, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a distinct difference between our spirit man, our soul, and our body. And because God brings illumination to us much of the time through our spirit man, it is imperative for you and I to be conscious of the fact that we are spirit people. We have a soul and we live in a body. Many times people have difficulty being led by the Holy Ghost because they are listening to their soul instead of their spirit man. There is an indistinctness in their understanding between the spirit and the soul. This week's message is titled, Learn the Ways of the Spirit. Who's in control? We talk about the distinction between the spirit man being led by God from our spirit or being led by the influence of our mind or our body. Because God is a spirit, he leads us by his spirit in our inner man. Unless you and I can make the distinction between our spirits and our souls, we many times have difficulty determining who it is that's directing us, whether it's God, whether it's just something of our own thinking, or whether it's Satan subtly injecting thoughts to our mind. In this series, we clarify and bring distinction to the spirit man, to the soul man, and the direction that the body endeavors to take in our lives. And so you won't want to miss this series titled, Learning the Ways of the Spirit, Who's in Control? My announcer's coming now. She's going to tell you how you can secure your copy of this week's message in its entirety for your love gift of any amount to this ministry. Please stay tuned for more information.
Today's complete message can be purchased online at www.lonmay.org, or you can call our ministry office at 913-704-9682. That number again is 913-704-9682. This product, previous radio broadcasts, new messages, prophecies, testimonies, and more can be viewed online at www.lonmay.org. We encourage you to visit us and send us an email telling us how this ministry is a blessing to you. That web address again is www.lonmay.org. Remember, you can order by phone at 913-704-9682 or at lonmay.org. Lawn Mae Ministries is equipping believers today to live the overcoming life through God's Word and the Holy Spirit.